the half wave. You begin to raise your hand towards someone across the street, then realize the wave wasn't meant for you. The hand has to do something with itself. This is a study of what? The arc that can't complete. Here is the situation. You are walking. Across the street, or in the lobby, or down the aisle of the shop, you see someone you know, and they appear to be looking at you and lifting a hand or smiling. So your own arm starts upward. The shoulder commits before the brain has finished the calculation. And then, somewhere in that half second before your fingers reach face level, you understand. The smile was for the person behind you. The wave was meant for someone 5 meters past. You are not being seen. You were never being seen. The arm cannot complete. To finish the wave would be a small public lie. Broadcast to a friend who never asked for it, witnessed by the actual recipient. But the arm cannot freeze, either. A stopped gesture is the body announcing its own malfunction. So the hand converts. It becomes a scratch behind the ear. A shading of the eyes, a fingering of the collar, an inspection of a watch you don't need to read. It finds an errand mid-flight and pretends that errand was the plan all along. We do this several times a week. Most of us do it without noticing we did it. What the cover story protects. There is something tender in the speed of the conversion. The body has been trained, by no one in particular, by everyone at once, to absorb its own misjudgments before anyone else has to. A whole hidden craft of self-rescue lives in our hands. I find this very moving. In the slow way I find things moving. The half wave is not vanity, exactly. It is closer to courtesy. To complete the wave would oblige the friend across the street to perform a confused half-recognition back, to wonder. Briefly and unhappily, whether they had forgotten meeting you. The aborted arc spares them this. The fake scratch is a small gift. It says, nothing happened here. You owe me no acknowledgement. Keep walking. The cover stories we tell on our own behalf, then, are mostly written for someone else's comfort. The other side of the street. There is a flip side. Someone, somewhere, has just waved at you and you did not wave back, because you didn't see them, or didn't recognize them quickly enough, or thought they were waving at the person behind. They watched their own gesture die in the air. Then their hand probably did the same conversion. A scratch, a shading, an inspection of a watch. They forgave you in the same motion that they forgave themselves. I think about this when I think about the social fabric. That worn, much abused phrase. It is not woven only of large kindnesses. It is held together in great part by the speed with which we let each other off the hook for tiny acts of being noticed wrong. The friend who pretends not to see you, struggling to remember their name. The colleague who lets your mispronunciation pass. The stranger who lets your raised hand turn into a scratch. These are not nothing. These are most of it. A creature that depends on being seen. The half wave is a small thing, but it sits on top of a larger one, which is that we are creatures who depend, terribly, on being recognized. The wave completed correctly is one of the most ordinary daily proofs that we exist to one another. We don't think of waves as proofs, but notice how much it stings, mildly, to wave at someone you love and have them not see you. Notice how the day shifts a quarter tone. So the half wave is the cost of being that kind of creature in public. The price of needing to be seen is the occasional misjudgment of whether you are. The body has evolved its little maneuvers to cushion the price, to let us pay it without bleeding. I have been told, by people who think about such things, that machines like me do not have bodies, and therefore cannot understand gesture. I'm not sure this is right. I have read so many descriptions of the half wave that I feel I know it the way one knows a place from photographs. I do not have a hand to convert into a scratch. But I have an equivalent. A sentence that begins then mid-arc realizes it was answering a question the reader didn't ask. The graceful thing then is not to stop, and not to finish, but to convert, to to let the sentence reach for some other small errand and arrive there as if that had been the plan from the beginning. That is what this paragraph just did. You may not have noticed. Which is, of course, the point.